Investigators are just beginning to piece together the cause of a deadly explosion at U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works yesterday. The plant is operating, but the four coke batteries involved in the blast are still offline. At a news conference this afternoon with state and local officials, Dave Burritt, the CEO of U.S. Steel, stressed the investigation is in its early stages and many unknowns remain.
We're not going to speculate. We're going to let the people do their work and support them in that important job. We will share as much as we can, as soon as we can.
Investigators say crews were preparing to start routine maintenance on the two batteries that exploded. While earlier reports counted multiple explosions, officials say there was a single blast followed by a pressure release from two other batteries. A fire in Kensington last night left six people injured, including three kids. WHYY's Tom McDonald tells us more.
The flames broke out around 6 Monday night on Reach Street near Ontario in Kensington. The moving fire went fast, sweeping through several homes, mostly damaging porches of the residences. Three adults and three children were injured as a result of the fire. All but one are in stable condition. At this point, investigators are still working to find the source of the fire and the cause. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
If you've been outside today, you've felt it. A dome of high pressure is bringing humidity and hot temperatures to the entire Northeast. Daily highs in the Philly area will get to around 90 for the rest of the week. Philadelphia's Office of Homeless Services has declared a code red today through Thursday and will ramp up street outreach efforts. The toasty conditions are raising ozone levels today, which could be unhealthy for people with asthma or other respiratory conditions. Right now in Center City, Philadelphia, clear skies and 90 degrees. Temperatures dip down overnight into the mid-70s. Tomorrow, very similar to today. We could see some unsettled atmospheric conditions, though, bringing a chance for some storms. On Wednesday, temperatures, though, right there in the 90 neighborhood.